A man who narrowly escaped being trampled by racehorses after invading the track on Wellington Cup Day is banned for life from all racetracks around the country. Justin Bergman pleaded guilty to criminal nuisance and disrupting a public meeting over his actions on the 30th of January. Ruth Hill was at the Hutt Valley District Court today and filed this report.
Justin Bergman's moment of madness is going to have a lifetime's consequence, but it could have been so much worse. Police prosecutor Graham Burr told the court Bergman came to the races at Trentham with a group of friends and had been drinking all day. At about 4 o'clock, he somehow gained access to the Bird Cage, a private marshal area used to parade and showcase horses.
Whilst inside, he approached the horse and jockey, yelling and screaming at them in an effort to spook the horses. His efforts briefly unsettled and annoyed some jockeys and horses, but did not achieve his intention of spooking them.
Mr. Burr says Bergman moved to a grassy area by the chute and continued making growling noises. Then, under the gaze of 12,000 horrified spectators, he hurdled three fences and ran onto the track, 15 metres ahead of the horses thundering towards the finish line.
At this stage of the race, 500 kilogram horses and their riders were travelling between 60 to 65 kilometres per hour, were approximately 15 metres from him. Several jockeys were forced to take evasive action, including slowing their mounts and swerving left and right, narrowly missing each other to avoid the defendant.
Once the horses passed, Bergman turned to the crowd and lifted his arms in a victorious manner. Police were promptly at the scene.
The defendant stated that he had been thinking about running onto the race course throughout the day. Explanation, he told police that he was an animal rights protester and he was protesting the treatment of horses.
Judge Craig Thompson told Bergman his actions put more than one life in danger.
What you did posed very significant danger to the riders and the horses, and not least to you as well. And it can only be explained as an alcohol-fueled moment of complete madness.
The judge credited Bergman for never being before the courts before and for his early guilty plea. Bergman, who's unemployed, was sentenced to 100 hours community work, 1 year supervision, and ordered to pay $8,880 reparation to the TAB. New Zealand thoroughbred racing lawyer James Dunn says Bergman is banned from all New Zealand racecourses for life while races are in progress.
We can't run the risk of having someone who would do something this stupid, thoughtless and dangerous anywhere near a racecourse. A tragedy here was avoided only by the very narrowest of margins, by a hefty dose of good luck and by some very quick thinking on the part of our riders.
He says the industry would have preferred a stronger sentence, but it still sends a clear message that such behaviour will not be tolerated. For Checkpoint, Ruth Hill.